Welcome to the Podglomerate.
For everything that you were too afraid to ask at home, too embarrassed to ask at school, or was just too hard to ask your partner, welcome to the Sex Rap.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to a very special episode of the Sex Rap. And by special, I mean, welcome back. You're here today with Andrew and Spring.
Every episode special.
they are. I can't do ASMR voice. Like, I pretend I'm on NPR sometimes, and I just feel really ridiculous, except for that amazing beat going on in the background.
Mm-hmm. I'm already
this
dancing.
Is actually a bit of a follow-up episode from last week. So last week we were talking about why is there so much anti-gay hate? And we had a whole bunch of people send us questions about Lil Nas X's Montero, Call Me By Your Name. But we just want to chat with everybody today. I know we've done a whole bunch of episodes about coronavirus, what to do if you're long distance, what to do if you're stuck in the house with somebody, what to do. But We're almost on the other end, but there's a couple things that we need everyone to do. So if you are a listener and you want to do something about coronavirus, I mean, you can still wear a mask, you can still wash your hands. But the amazing thing that's going on right now is that almost all of the states in the United States and many other countries around the world are now making the vaccine available to anybody who wants it, who is 16 years old. Or older.
Yeah. So that means that pretty much everyone is eligible. And that means that you can definitely start to try to get an appointment. And it's different in every state how to do that and like how easy the appointments are differs by state. But definitely talk to people around you. Talk to people that have already gotten it, ask them how they got it, what are the best methods, what are the tricks they know about the different websites, or if they know any pharmacies that are giving it out at the end of the day when they have leftover, and just start asking around, because a lot of people know these little tips and it can sometimes be hard to find that information just on the internet. So ask your friends, ask your relatives, ask people that live in your community, ask them how and where and what they know about getting the vaccine, and make sure that you can get one as soon as possible.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, like, once you are protected, it takes some time, right? So after you get the vaccine, you can't just go to a party the next night. Spring and I both have friends who did that and ended up with COVID, right? So, you get the vaccine and then you have to wait a little while. It depends on which vaccine you get, but between 3 and 6 weeks. So Johnson & Johnson, that's the one where you only get one shot. At the end of Johnson & Johnson, in just a few weeks, you have really good protection and you can start going out and enjoying the world a little bit more with a lot more safety. If you're in the Pfizer vaccine, it takes about 5 weeks and you need two shots, one at week one and one at week three. And then if you're in Moderna, it takes about 6 weeks. You get one in the first week and then one 4 weeks later. And then 2 weeks after that, you have really good protection. But regardless of where you are, please go out there and get the virus. They're incredibly safe. Spring and I both got it.
You said get the virus. LOL.
Don't get the virus. Don't get the virus. Get the vaccine to prevent the virus.
If you do get the virus, quarantine, stay away from other people, and don't stigmatize it, and don't like try to follow up and be like, why? I've had some friends that were really angry about, you know, their contacts telling them that they had gotten COVID. And, you know, we don't need to stigmatize people for getting it, because we're all taking, you know, risk here and there, and we don't know when exactly we might have gotten that. And so if you do get it, or if you do have a friend that has gotten COVID, like, let's just support them and then protect ourselves, quarantine. But yes, get the vaccine.
Right. And even if you got COVID previously, because we know a lot of people have had it, that immunity that you get is only temporary. So even if you had it in the past, you want to make sure you get one of those appointments and get the vaccine to protect yourself. The other great thing about vaccines is they don't only protect yourself, they protect everybody around you. And that's why I love them. Like, I was part of the trial. I got vaccinated early. I can tell you my personal experiences. My arm hurt for a couple of days and I was tired for one night. It really wasn't it wasn't bad at all. I mean, nothing to be scared of. I've gone for long runs and felt worse.
So don't go for a run.
Exactly. No. Anyway, just like little PSA, public service announcement at the beginning of the episode. It's out there. It's great. It's excellent. I feel better about the world. I feel like, you know, we're almost at this turning point. And it's really exciting that 16-year-olds can get vaccinated now. And very soon, if you're under 16 and you're listening, like probably by August, we'll get it for you. And then if you're under 14, you probably don't listen to the show. But just looking by the end of the year, it'll be available for everybody. So yay. All right. So back to our topic for today. So the question that we're going to answer that came in is, what do you think of Montero, Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X? What do you think, Spring?
I mean, we love this. We love everything that's happening here. I'm not going to speak for Andrew, but I'm going to speak for Andrew. We love this. So I just want to like back up to, you know, when this kind of exploded last week, and then also talk about, you know, the name of this song and like what all is just happening here. So Andrew and I did do a little bit of Googling, trying to figure out like, what is the name of this song? Like, what does it mean? And so it is a reference to the movie Call Me By Your Name, which is an amazing movie that has a story of a young man and a younger man who have a relationship over the course of the movie. And in that movie, Call Me By Your Name is this reference to like this respect that they have for each other. And so the reference in this song is the reference to the movie, and that Lil Nas loves this movie. Wait, can I call him Lil Nas, or do I have to say Lil Nas X every time?
I think we should probably put the X on because that's his name.
Okay, Lil Nas X. Okay, so he really loves this movie. And so that's a reference directly.
Yeah, it was the first movie he ever saw that had these gay characters like fully fleshed out and interacting with each other.
Yeah, which is beautiful. And I love that he's paying respect back to that movie in the song and in that song title.
Yeah. And Montero is Lil Nas X's first name, right? So he's saying, Montero, Call Me By Your Name. So it's this nice throwback to a movie that was really pivotal for him and his development. For those of you who don't know, he came out in Pride 2019. Before that, he was in The Closet. We've had episodes about The Closet, and we've had episodes about coming out before. So he was in The Closet. And since then, he's really been experimenting and playing with sexual orientation and gender. A lot of people were really upset at him when he came out. Apparently, you know, kids loved his song, Old Town Road. That's what it's called, right? Mm-hmm. I thought it was fine, but he wasn't out when that song first came out, and then he came out afterwards, and people got really upset. So this is really a follow-up to what we're talking about last week with anti-gay hate. So we're going to be talking about different parts of the song, different parts of the video, our opinions, right? Thank you, whoever submitted a question about our opinions about something. Because this isn't a show where like, it's not necessarily factual, but you know, Spring and I do have a lot of experience talking about it. So I think the song has a great beat. I cannot wait to be through this COVID epidemic and out dancing at a club or a bar or a dance party with Spring at one of these places where they have this really fun beat. I love that it's a mix of like Latin flamenco and there's a little bit of pop and a little bit of hip hop all blended together. I love the direction music is going when you have all of these different elements that come, and it makes it, I think, really fun for a huge group of people. I don't know. I just love the beat.
You said all of the elements come, just FYI.
I mean, I think we can talk about the coming part of the video too. And if we look at why Lil Nas wrote the song, right? He wrote the song essentially to his 14-year-old self. Like, so when he was 14, he promised he would never come out. And this is a song saying, like, you know, I want to come out. And Lil Nas X's story is that he's talking about his whole life. He's felt really like persecuted, and he felt like he was stigmatized, and he felt like he had to lie to the world. He felt like, you know, we talked about it last week. Why is there so much gay hate? He felt like he's been a victim of that his whole life, where everyone was telling him, like, you know, if you're gay, you're awful. If you're gay, you're bad. If you're gay and you come out, you're going to go to hell. On and on and on and on. He heard all these stories. So this was sort of his turnaround of all of that, saying, you know what? I've spent some time thinking about it, and I love who I am. So it's sort of like a love letter to himself when he was 14, telling him that it's okay. And it touches on a lot of those themes as well. if you just listen to the song and the lyrics of the song, there's some, you know, risque language, there's some racially charged language, there's some drug language. So there's a lot of adult themes mixed in, but the lyrics of the song completely on their own, I don't think it's a great beat. I still really like it. And I think that there's a lot going on, but I don't think it would have been that big of a deal without the video sort of going along with it.
Yeah. And so there are some images and scenes in the video that are a little, what should we say, surprising or kind of like maybe could be alarming to some people, right? And so we see some sexual images with Lil Nas and the devil. And we see some like pole dancing, and we see, you know, these like very, very overtly sexual acts happening on screen. And so when we see that, it is meant to surprise us, right? It is meant to say, whoa, like what's happening here? Why is he using these images? Why is there a devil in the scene? Like what's happening? And I think that that is really something interesting for us to dig into and look at, you know, why is he dancing with the devil there? Why is that on screen? And why are we being looking at that? And then like what comes up for us as we look at that too? And like all of this starts to become really interesting when we start to think about what the purpose of the song is and what he's really trying to say in this message that he's put out here.
I mean, so there's a lot of controversy, right? I think the person who asked this question might be trolling us just a little bit. What do you think of all of the controversy surrounding it? I think is probably the intent. So Spring and I both think the song is great. I think the video is fantastic. I think it's really fun. I think that there's a really powerful message inside of it. But the controversy, I mean, I think that's the what we really need to talk about. And we need to take a short break. And when we get back, I think we're going to dig into some of the various parts of the controversy. So we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Sex Wrap. Today, you're talking with Spring and Andrew about... Today, we are talking about Montero, Call Me By Your Name by Lil Nas X and some of the various issues that have come up since it's been released. And I don't even know where to start. So I normally tell people, stay out of the comments section. So this is just like life advice. Like, stay out. Like, don't read comments on YouTube. Don't read comments on Instagram. Don't read comments on news stories. Just comments are full of negativity. It's where trolls come out to play, and they're just trying to get you. Like, they're just trying to hurt you. They're just trying to make you feel bad. But the comments with Call Me By Your Name have been pretty fantastic. Like, in and of themselves, the comments have been sexist. The comments have been racist. The comments have been really homophobic. But I think that's kind of why not Lil Nas X is doing it, right? He's trying to call out those people. He's trying to engage in that conversation. And he's trying to point out, like, hey, like, we need to have a dialogue about some of these broader issues.
And he's really being pretty vulnerable in a way, right? Like, when he is saying, okay, like, this is me. This is, like, all that I am. And I'm going to be totally honest. I'm going to put it all out there. And then I'm going to, like, dare these people that don't approve of me or these people that don't agree with me to say something about it. And he has kind of directly written that dare into the video, I would say, right? Like, that is what the video is. Like, I dare you to come for me. I dare you to say what you think about gay people out loud in response to this.
I mean, the whole thing is like, he's been told his whole life he's going to hell. Like, you're evil, you're going to hell. And finally, it's like, okay, fine, whatever, I'm going to do it. And then the people who've been telling him his whole life that he's going to hell are mad that he did it in the video. Now, Spring and I are not going to make fun of anybody in any of their religions or religious backgrounds and contexts. If we look at the video, it uses Greek tropes or Greek myths. It uses some Roman things. It uses some pagan things, and it uses some Judeo-Christian things, and it kind of blends them all together. So it's not just one religion. It's a whole bunch of different ones. There's like Corinthian columns and all kinds of mythologies built into it. But people took it as a very serious attack on their religion that this black gay man would be sexual in a video, in a music video. If we take a step back, if this was Cardi B or if this was Nicki Minaj lap dancing on, you know, devils or demons or witches or whatever it is, I don't think anyone would have said squat. I don't think there would have been any controversy about the video at all. Like, watch the video up right now. It's available. Like, it is way more sexual and way more graphic and way more sexually suggestive than Call Me By Your Name. I think the reason why this was controversial was that it was LGBT focused, right? So it's a gay man doing it. And then I think there's a lot of racism on top of it. And then with both of those, like Lil Nas X in his video is dressed as a woman. Like, he's in full drag in parts of it as well. And I think the reason why there's so much controversy is that it brought to the surface in a lot of people homophobia, racism, and sexism.
Yeah. And when we're like talking about, you know, how he is really trying to get these people enraged, like, he's really done that, right? Like, we have seen so many people who are anti-gay for whatever reason, whatever political or religious or cultural reason that they assign to that choice that they are making. We've seen so many of those people are really enraged at this video, right? And they are really coming out and saying, what are you doing? Why are you saying these things? And like, I've seen even like articles saying that, you know, this video is encouraging young children to do bad things and to try to go to hell. And like, that is not what's happening at all in the video when you watch this and when you look at the context at which it's placed in.
I just need to step in for 1 second here. Sorry, Spring. All right. So there are all of these parents out there saying, oh, clutching my pearls. Oh my goodness. Like, you're corrupting our children. My children, how dare you expose them to parents? It is your job. It is not Lil Nas X's job in any way, shape, or form to control what your kids are watching. If you don't want your kids to be exposed, then don't let them watch it. It's that easy. Like, I think a lot of it is, you know, there are parents out there who just let their kids watch anything or just use YouTube or the internet unfettered, and the kids see the video and they like the song. And little kids aren't even going to pick up on all of like the crazy things that parents are putting on it. But it is not an artist's job to prevent your kids from watching their art. It is your job. Like, that is not a legitimate argument to suppress somebody. That is not a legitimate argument to censor an artist. That is not a legitimate argument to boycott or cancel an artist. You failed at your job. I'm calling you out, parents. Y'all can quote me. You can come at me on our Instagram. I will respond to you. But it drives me so crazy whenever people try to like couch race, like, I'm super racist and I don't like to watch black people, so now it's your fault that you're black and my kids are watching you. No.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that a lot of parents might be afraid to try to have these conversations with their children about what is happening on the video and about what these things mean, right? Because it means having really honest conversations about our country and about attitudes and about all the hate in our country and how they're part of that, right? And so that can be really scary for parents. And I understand that fear. And I obviously agree with Andrew that it's not a celebrity's job to parent the children of this earth, unless it's their own children.
And our whole show is about communication channels as well, right? Like, we are constantly saying how important it is to have healthy conversations with friends and with potential romantic partners and with current and future sexual partners. Like, you need to have conversations. And people are bad at that most of the time. Now, you've been listening to us for 5 years. I'm sure you've gotten much better. But the other side of that, like the whole parent side, is that parents are never trained how to be parents. And they probably grew up in a home with parents who are afraid to talk about racism or afraid to talk about gay issues or afraid to talk about like religion and negative messages that religion sends to kids. Like, parents were never trained. So then I think there's this gut reaction to, you know, instead of reflecting and being accountable and having that conversation, they just point fingers every other direction and blame everybody else for it. I mean, we have governors who are calling for a ban on an artist. I mean, if you're a governor and you've had, you know, 50,000 people die of COVID in your state, like, your priorities are messed up if you're focused on Lil Nas X. That's not the problem in the country right now. You are the problem in the country right now. Sorry, I'm getting real feisty.
You know, and like, the uproar about this song is also kind of hilarious because like, it will die down like very quickly, right? Like, something else will come up and we can look back to other songs. And I've seen this song, the uproar about this song, compared to like Madonna's Like a Prayer. And if you think now about, like, first of all, how popular that song is, but also how little anyone is concerned about that song.
For those of you who don't know, Madonna had a song called Like a Prayer. It's really catchy and fun. And there's a black Jesus in it. So she ends up having like sexual innuendo, dancey, kissy scenes with a black Jesus in her video. And this is in the 90s. And it did cause some uproar as well.
Yeah. And now the song is like a just normal song to like even hear it like a kid's birthday party type thing, right? Like, that's how that's like the arc of what happens, you know? And so we can see that like this song right now is this like forefront of this wave of change. And I feel really excited by that because I feel like, great, like let's shake up the status quo. Let's shake up like what we think is okay. And then let's have some of these conversations. And like, this is a, like, that's what art does, right? Like, art gives us these opportunities to create change in our society. So I love that this is happening, and I love that he has really given us this chance to push something forward and to like break open all of these paradigms, all of these boxes, and like talk more about it.
So if you watch the video, and I encourage you to go watch it if you haven't yet, it's really fun to watch. Watch it knowing a little bit more about the artist, and watch it knowing where he's coming from overall in that conversation, and watch it as a piece of art, like something that's meant to be engaging and something that you're supposed to have a conversation about, right? It's not something that you're just supposed to passively watch and be like, oh, that was some people playing instruments. It is obviously presented to you as a story that's meant for discussion. And if it makes some stuff that makes you uncomfortable boil to the surface, that's good, right? Because then you can talk about it and reflect on it. Or if you want, you can send us an email. Like, maybe we'll have Why Is There So Much Anti-Gay Hate episode 3 in a couple of weeks, where we continue to have conversations about it. I think today that if it was a white woman or even a black woman instead of a black gay man in the video, there would be zero controversy with the video. I think it's because it brings to the surface all of these people's, you know, homophobia. Why is there so much gay hate? Lil Nas X is bringing to the surface some of the anti-gay hate. And Spring and I are thankful for your questions because we get to sit and talk about it. And what can we do? And these conversations are how we see change. So I had the pleasure of being on a phone call with somebody last week, and I was really excited about the video. I was like, I can't wait. I think we need to talk more about it. And I actually showed it in one of my classes. And there was a little kid in the room, and they watched it on the YouTube, and they thought it was like a horror movie or a scary movie, but they really liked the beat. And then they started dancing to it. And then I told them that it was Lil Nas X. And then they started screaming. They loved Old Town Road. And it was just like this really interesting way to look at it. Because from a little kid's eyes, right, there aren't messages. Like, they don't view it as this counterpoint, or they don't view it as this like stance against homophobia or the stance against racism. They just view it as like, oh, that was fun. And it was a black guy dancing, and there was a black guy on a pole spinning around. It's the adult interpretations, the people who have internalized anti-gay hate, or the people who are actively homophobic, who have that really negative view of the entire thing. Because little kids, it was just a fun few creepy minutes.
Hilarious. So, you know, one of the things that we talk about on our show sometimes is this thing called teachable moments. And so it's like using an opportunity just in your life to talk about something or to teach about something. And so, you know, like it's, if you're watching a movie with your partner and they bring up like a threesome and you really want to have a threesome, like, oh, that's a moment to like start to maybe have that discussion, right? Because it's a like naturally occurring thing and it makes it easier to have that. And you can actually have these planned as well, right? Like you can plan teachable moments by like throwing around magazines or books around a topic on your coffee table so that you can be like, oh, what's this? And start conversations. And this song, this video that is all over right now is one of those teachable moments, right? Like it's a great opportunity to start to talk to your friends, your partners, like other people in your life about what they think about it and about why we're seeing this huge backlash and what is the problem with this backlash, right? Like why are we so concerned with all these people who are angry at the video? We're concerned because it's really showing all this racism and homophobia in our culture, right? And so like start to talk about that with other people and start to use this instead of like just watching the video, like we're talking about, like it was made to be provocative. It was made to start conversations and like use that as an opportunity.
Yeah. And Spring and I have talked multiple times about, you know, there are lots of people who have been victims of different kinds of trauma. And one of the ways that you can overcome that trauma is to reclaim. Like you can reclaim language, you can reclaim words, you can reclaim those kind of things. Like in my life, I have been called the FAG word a whole bunch of times. And now I like it. It's a word of endearment for me. It's a positive word. I didn't say it out loud because I know that word causes a lot of people harm. But I've worked, you know, over my life to reclaim that word. And I think what happens in this video is Lil Nas has reclaimed those parts of himself that he felt were so awful because the people that he cared about and the institutions that he thought supported him didn't. And he's reclaimed it now. And I think reclaiming those kind of things is wonderful. And I think everybody has different words that have been used to hurt them. And everybody has been used to, has had words used to make them feel small. And reclaiming those can be really powerful and important. So thank you, Lil Nas, for reclaiming those words. And I hope that this song helps all of those other little gay kids and little black gay kids and little black gay boys out there learn to love those parts of themselves and helps them reclaim it as well. So I think there's some real power in healing.
And even not the so little ones.
Maybe the not so little ones. I'm not so little anymore. So thank you, Lil Nas, for myself. I don't know if you listen. I don't think he does. Probably busy. But if you do, big shout out, huge thank you from us. We'll tag you in our social media post about it. And then like if you're friends with him, everybody let him know, give him a shout out from us. That would be great. That would be some great exposure. Oh. Well, I think we're at the end of our show. Do you have anything else that you want to add today, Spring?
No, just go watch the video if you haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, go watch the video. And then we'll be making some posts on our social media. If you want to engage with us about it, feel free to give some comments and we can start some conversation there as well. So if you have any questions or you have any follow-up about this or any other episode, we'd love to hear from you. We are thesexwrap@gmail.com, so you can email us. You can call us and leave a message at 413-I-WRAP-IT. And then you can find us on social media at The Sex Wrap, and that's Wrap with a W. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good one.
Bye.
For everything that you were too afraid to ask at home, too embarrassed to ask at school, or just too...
Music for this episode provided by the ever elusive and mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.